John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily, and the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CBS Eye on the World, I'm John Batchelor. The Department of Veterans Affairs. I welcome Francis Rose, the host of FedGov Today, a podcast and a TV show in the nation's capital on Channel 7 on Sunday mornings. Francis and I have been together for two decades now, and we're looking at our original broadcasting of the challenge of the Department of Veterans Affairs. There was trouble early on in the first Obama term, and we identified the mysteries of the VA, how it was struggling to deliver to the enormous number of needy people because its documents and its ability to access information and to be timely to deal with people making phone calls or visiting was not adequate for the demands at the time. It was very tragic. There were many suicides. There was frustration at all levels, including working at the VA. Well, there's a new day. And I learned from Francis's conversation with Tracy Thierrett, the Chief Human Capital Officer at the Department of Veterans Affairs, the new day begins with the people who work there and a new dashboard, Digital Wonderment, that provides information, overwhelming amounts of information updated every month to the people who work there on all aspects of the VA delivering. Francis will teach me because I've written down all these acronyms, but I don't remember them. Francis, a very good evening to you. I recall our youth. You and I are old enough to remember how the VA was using telephones, hardwired telephones, and paper documents to answer the requests and the inquiries of their customers, the serving men and women of America. They've come a long way. Tracy Thierrett talks to you about a dashboard. What is that, Francis, and who is it for? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Thanks for having me on the program. Yes, we hearken all the way back to the 20-teens when we were talking about paper and landline phones. A dashboard is a creation that feeds data, that takes data and presents it to the person that the presenting organization wants to see that data and understand it in a way that allows that person to see where the action is, basically. In the case of this particular dashboard, the workforce dashboard that VA has built, it allows someone to see where VA is hiring, the skills that they need. And when I say where, not just within the organization, but geographically, it's all kinds of workforce data there in order to keep an eye on what their hiring is like, what their retention is like, and so on. The people that are intended to use this, Tracy tells me, are people within VA, hiring managers and leaders, the overseers and partners within the executive branch of the federal government, like the Office of Personnel Management and the Office of Management and Budget, the White House, and then overseers on Capitol Hill, the appropriations committees and authorization committees that have oversight and jurisdiction over the Department of Veterans Affairs. So a wide variety of people that this is intended for, not necessarily for the general public. General public can access it, as I know you have and as I have, in order to prepare to talk to Tracy. But that's not the primary motivation for them to put this information out there, John.
So the executives of the Veterans Affairs Department and members of Congress who have supervisory oversight of Veterans Affairs and OMB and OPM. I'm learning, Francis, once I repeat these things. all of those people can have access to who's being hired now and how they suit the demands of the system. That never happened before. Is that correct?
That's correct. That data existed. Tracy says that they're collecting and collating data, or they're collating data they haven't collated before. I didn't get a sense that they're collecting data that they never have before, but assembling data into dashboards or other ways to see it easily is a big priority of this administration. There's a thing called the President's Management Agenda that has been ongoing since the Bush administration. Each successive administration has put one out. That's Bush 43 I'm referring to. And the Biden administration's President's Management Agenda, one of the main pillars of it is using data to feed decision making across the federal government. And this is just an example of that. The data here is the data on the VA's workforce, and the decisions that are to be made is what do we need to do more of, or what do we need to do, period, in order to continue to build the VA workforce.
And Tracy indicated that they can see the whole workforce and can see where there are holes in their deployment of doctors, of healthcare workers, of dietitians, of psychiatrists. They can see everything at once in one terminal. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That's the visibility that they believe they need for themselves, but also to indicate, like I said, to the other stakeholders outside the agency and especially to Capitol Hill, what they're doing with the money and what they're doing to fulfill the vision that that Congress and the White House and other stakeholders across government have for VA, where they want it to go.
A detail in your conversation, Tracy, more than once referenced something called the PACT Act. I didn't write it down correctly. That's not about management. What is that?
No, the PACT Act is a recent piece of legislation that passed, I want to say late last year. And the VA calls it one of the biggest things that has ever affected it. It's one of the biggest areas of care that it will ever provide. PACT stands for Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics. And it's referring to toxics that veterans have been exposed to during their military service from Vietnam forward. Agent Orange during Vietnam, their burn pits during the Gulf War and post 9/11. There are just tons of times where veterans have been exposed to toxic substances that have caused them physical harm, not just immediately, but throughout their lives. And the PACT Act was an attempt to provide care specifically for those health needs that weren't specified before. And so there had been discussions about how a veteran was to be covered, because when a veteran applies for benefits, the VA has to determine what benefits he or she is applying for. And since these toxins were not specified, there were problems in some cases, in many cases, for veterans to receive benefits specifically for those issues. And so the PACT Act was an attempt to do this. And VA's website, in fact, says it's perhaps the largest health care and benefit expansion in VA history. In order to do that, they need a lot of human capital. They need a lot of care providers, and they need administrators to administrate the benefits and so on inside the Veterans Benefits Administration. So there's a huge amount of hiring that's going to be happening for the VA broadly, and then on top of it, to fulfill the vision of the PACT Act. And so that was one of the drivers behind this. How are we going to keep track of all this information? We need to do it in a digital way.
And there are tens of thousands of hires for the VHA and the VBA. What is the difference between those, VBA and VHA?
Yeah, the VHA is the Veterans Health Administration, right, and that's the hospital system that you and I have talked about.
And the VBA, what is that?
That's the Veterans Benefits Administration, and that's where the structure exists that determines a veteran is going to receive this benefit or that benefit.
And the information is being updated monthly? What a burden,
yes.
Francis. What a burden on all of the executives.
Well, one of the things that's beneficial about the digitization effort that you referred to at the beginning of our conversation is it's not the burden that it used to be. The digital infrastructure that VA has built allows it to collect and assemble this data in a much more automated way than before. And so it's not as difficult as it would have been, you know, in the 20-teens when we first started talking about these things. And we were collecting data on landline phones and paper.
Yes.
And it also indicates how important they think getting this data out there is and keeping it fresh.
Francis Rose, Sunday morning, Channel 7, FedGov Today. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Lots of places can expose you to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. If we find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, we alert you right away, all through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Save up to 30% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.